Good afternoon and welcome to this workshop on e-commerce held today and tomorrow under the auspices of the WTO Council for Trade in Services. It is my pleasure to join you for this public event and learn more with you about the latest developments, complexities and challenges of e-commerce. Much can, of course, be said about e-commerce, digital trade and the internet, but as an introduction and to put this workshop in a longer-term context, let me recapitulate one view expressed by my own communications minister in 1996. She stated, and this is my unofficial translation, and I quote, "The internet is a fad that might fade quickly. I don't think people in the long run will want to spend as much time for surfing the web as it actually takes." Her views may have been rather odd, even at the time, but this is not my point. My point is that we're dealing with a rather new phenomena, and that very few persons, both less than two decades ago, and potentially even today, adequately could foresee the massive uptake and impact it has had and is still having. E-commerce is nothing short of a means of trade that has reshaped the trading system and continues to do so. Just as the advent of air transport transformed global trade of its day, the invention and commercialization of internet was and is also transformational. Of course, like in the mid-90s, like my minister, estimates vary quite dramatically about the predicted levels of e-commerce that e-commerce will reach in coming years. But all experts agree that it is on a growth trajectory. Experts also agree that business-to-business e-commerce far outpaces consumer retail transactions. Some estimate that the value of business-to-business or B2B transactions is as much as 9 times greater than consumer transactions. I might add that companies and traders are rapidly becoming e-enablers if they have not done so already. While we in the WTO and governments around the world have pondered on how to adapt rules, regulations and policies to internet, businesses have already adopted it and other ICT technologies as a normal feature of day-to-day business dealings. This is one of the reasons that services assume such an important role in the growth of e-commerce and in commerce more generally. The internet has helped business to dramatically reduce the cost and increase the effectiveness of a whole host of logistics services, transport means and back office functions. It has also prompted procurement and marketing efforts, once local or national, to go global, reaching a far greater number of economies, large and small, both developed and developing. It has revolutionized the supply of computer software and the interface of the travel industry with its business clients and tourists. The resulting savings that internet permits, particularly for businesses, are now seen as one of the most essential drivers of economic growth, productivity, development, and recovery. Given the importance of cost, quality, and technological change to allowing the internet to fulfill its promise as a catalyst for trade, we have before us today an agenda that not only looks at ways of doing business using the internet or policies and regulations for online activity, but also takes a close look at some of the developments in internet infrastructure. We have speakers that will address, for example, a recent phenomenon in the underlying communication services, such as mobile internet, broadband adoption, and so-called cloud computing. And I look forward to getting the latter explained to myself. Our speakers will at this workshop come from international organizations and associations that will give us an overview of the excellent work that they undertake on the topics we will cover, from private sector enterprises who experience firsthand the challenges of doing e-commerce, and from government agencies that must grapple with legal, regulatory, and policy questions that arise, while at the same time hoping to ensure that their businesses and consumers can obtain the greatest possible benefits. Let me add one of the reasons it was possible for us to broaden our perspective in this way, and that is that our workshop today is a follow-up or follow-on to a workshop held earlier this year by the WTO Committee on Trade and Development. That workshop on e-commerce development and small and medium-sized enterprises covered many of the fundamentals of e-commerce trends, empowerment of businesses to take advantage of e-commerce and its role in economic development. But we will hear more about this in a moment from Ambassador Marianne Williams, who is with us on the podium this afternoon. First, therefore, I would like to turn to Dr. Harsha Singh, our well-known Deputy Director General of the WTO, who has been following e-commerce development here very closely for a number of years. I'm pleased he's able to be with us today to extend words of welcome and give you a sense of the WTO in-house discussions that have touched upon e-commerce. Dr. Singh, the floor is yours.